Craig, maybe if we could just start, before we get into the draft talk, just about the talk about Rasmus mm-hmm. Anderson. What can you share with us on maybe some of the discussions, or either with Razzie or with maybe potential solutions on that one?
You know, I mean, I think the one thing is you got to look at it. Rass has got another year in his contract. And, you know, I talked to Rass this morning. He's totally, we're all good. If he's a Calgary Flame in September, he's a Calgary Flame. I mean, there's nothing that I would say is going to happen or not going to happen. You know, we would never do it in the media anyways. But, yeah, we're just going to go about our business and try to, you know, make the team better. And we got with the draft coming up and then free agency. You know, you're always looking at all these different possibilities.
We hear the report that Elliot mentioned. And then in your conversation with Rasmus now, as you kind of pick up that conversation, what was that like to talk about either a fresh start or starting the season here?
Yeah, he was good. He's good. You know, the one thing is we have a good relationship. And, it, you know, I was wondering how it was going to go, but it's great. I mean, he loves being a Flame. If he's a Flame next year, he's good with anything. He's wide open, and he's going to do his best. And he knows it's a contract year, too. So he wants to have a great year. He wants to be in the Olympics. I mean, all those things are so important to him. So, you know, we're just, you know, we're going to keep going about our business to get ready for the draft and then free agency. And, you know, he's a Calgary Flame, like I said.
Is the door open still for an extension? There are reports that he might want a fresh start. Is there a possibility?
Well, I never want to close the door. You know, they're always open. You know, it's always about if he comes back, how the season goes, and there's always, yeah, we're never going to close the door. I'll just leave it at that, probably.
Are you worried at all by, you know, we've talked a lot about distractions, mm-hmm. knowing that he's got one foot out the door, potentially. Do you worry about opening the season with him being a distraction of any sort?
Nope, not at all, not with Razzie, because I know how important a season is for him, like, and that's what I think. He's a great teammate. You know, he's going to come here, he's a warrior. He'll play as hard as he can every night, and he wants to win. So, yeah, I don't worry. And I think, you know, maybe some of that, when you're talking about a few years ago, we had five UFAs, a little bit different. I think this would be totally fine.
Was that the reasoning behind it? You said you talked to him earlier today. Like, is it important to, as the speculation swirls, just make sure you two are on the same page?
Yeah, I don't want him to be surprised with anything. So just to talk to him and say, hey, he's got a wedding tomorrow. So, yeah, it was a good talk. And that's one thing. Our relationship, you know, whatever happens for the next 20 years, Rass and I are always going to be good, you know, for sure.
You have pick 18 and 32.
Yep.
What do the Calgary Flames need?
You know, obviously, you're always looking to add the best player. You know, if that player was a center, that'd be great. But again, like I say, if we get to 18 and we have a player that's 10 on the list and that player's a defenseman, and then we're not just going to take a position. We're going to take the best player. You know, always like to be able to get exactly what you want at that spot. But, yeah, best player, and it's exciting. You know, I think this is a draft where you're going to find value later in the draft, in the first round especially, because I think it could go anyway. Everyone's got their own opinion of what they want, what their needs are, and it's not as clear-cut as it used to be. You know, sometimes we've picked maybe the first 28 players. We might not have the right order, but you have the right players. I don't know if it's going to be like that this year.
Given how hard it is to kind of make moves, how aggressive will you be either trying to use those two or other assets to try to move up in the draft?
You know, you've had talks with teams and they're open, but again, you know, everybody wants to see how this, like I said, nobody has a clear cut who's going to be there at their pick. So as we get closer to the picks, would you be willing to move? So we'll see if teams are willing to do that, but you know, it's going to come on draft night.
Does it feel like this year might be more of an opportunity to move up? It feels like that's the speculation on the outside, but from your perspective, would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think teams are, but they need to see the player. I mean, they're like, yeah, we'd be open to it, depending. And so, you know, it really doesn't give you much of a, you know, it's not like they would do it today because they don't know who's going to be there at pick 12 or 15 or whoever, wherever it is.
Can we ask about two RFAs and Kevin Ball and Connor Zary? Any updates on those talks?
You know, no real updates. You know, we've been in contact. I think with Zary, we just got, you know, we're trying to get the other guys maybe ahead a little bit, try to get them going. But, you know, I think we'll get those guys done. We're just working away at it. But with all the draft stuff and, you know, it's been a busy week, but hopefully we can get it done sooner than later.
Craig, has the decentralized model of the draft changed the chatter and the discussions at all?
I don't know. You know, for me, we're still on the phone. We're still talking to all the other GMs, still – you know, pretty similar to what it is. I mean, a little bit different having some people going into LA and then people being here. It's going to be interesting. I want to see how it all works out, but it's definitely, you know, it's the first time something new. It was such a great time at the Sphere last year that, you know, it's a little bit different, but we'll see how it goes these next 2 days.
Do you miss that socialization with your colleagues in person there instead of Zoom or on the phone?
I'll be honest, I do a little bit. You know, I do. It's definitely to go to a city that kind of have that buzz and everything. But, you know, I think this is something all the GMs decided. We wanted to see how it works. You know, I don't think it's set in stone. But, you know, I know Gary has always liked the draft the other way. But he's open to do what the GMs wanted. And this is what the GM wanted. So he agreed to it. And now we'll see what happens moving forward.
Door's still open on a Dan Vladar return. Any update there?
You know, always open. We had a contract offer out to Dan, so, you know, it's, you know, we love Dan. You know, Dan's done a great job for us. But again, you know, it's an opportunity to become a UFA and be a free agent. You know, I think with the way Wolfie played, definitely affected things too. You know, he definitely wants to be a starter in the league, and that's his goal.
What about Anthony Mantha and Kevin Green?
Yeah, you know, I think just with the amount of contracts we have, probably both those guys, the doors close a little bit on them, but you know, they were great for us. They did an amazing job, and you know, just doesn't feel like at this time it's a fit. Plus we want to see, and it's never out of the question, and you know, after July 1st things always change. Some you get some players, you don't get other players. So you know, those guys were great players for us, and could always look at it, but as of today they'll probably hit the market.
Philosophically, do you kind of enjoy, we see other GMs around the league, they want to make a splash on draft day. Are you one of those guys who thinks that that's a great opportunity and you like to make a move at that point, or do you like to kind of take it a different way?
If there's one to be made there, for sure, you'd love to do it. I mean, I think splash on a Tuesday during the season is just as much fun. You know, anytime you can make a splash, we want to do it. But, yeah, the draft day, you always want to move up. You always want to do something. I mean, Berkey texts me today, don't be afraid to move up. It's not against the rules. So, you know, Brian's always, if you've heard it once, the Sedin story, it's definitely a great one. I don't know if you've ever heard it.
Was that Brian?
Yeah, it's amazing, though. You know, but but if it's not there, too, you know, I think just drafting new young prospects into your organization is a splash anyways. So just like last year, we didn't make any real moves up or down, but to be able to get the players we're really excited about, and now here we are again to do it all over again. With two picks in the first round, very excited.
In terms of those splashes, are you expecting to be busy on free agency, or might you take a more conservative approach?
I think we've targeted some players we'd like to talk to and see if they'll be willing to come to Calgary. I mean, you know, like I said, we always want to get better. It's one of those where you don't have to spend assets. Now it's just spend some money, and, you know, we have some money to spend, and we'd love to improve our team and make it better.
Is the organization in its life cycle where you're going to look at those max term contracts? How do you see where you're at in that regard?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the player, what we're looking for. You know, everybody likes the max contract. You know, I think if I was a player, I'd want to take as long as I could too, you know. You know, I think you do notice that some guys are talking about doing the 3 or 4 year deals, which is mm-hmm. which is a little different. You haven't heard that in the past, so it'll be interesting to see what the agents are feel. I think they see where the cap's going, so maybe mm-hmm. a shorter term makes more sense for some guys.
And it seems like bigger name players are talking about that too.
Well, I think, you know, Austin Matthews took the contract he had in Toronto, and that might have set the tone and brought it to everyone else's attention.
Hey, Craig, you were a sixth-round pick. Things went well for you. For guys that are sitting there and maybe don't get picked early, what's your advice to players like that?
My thing is, it doesn't matter where you get picked. If you get picked first or you get picked last, I mean, we have a great example in Wolfie. I think he was third or fourth from the last pick in the draft and second in the Calder voting. So, you know, it's just, it's great to get picked and it's great to get picked high, but in the end, it's about playing in the NHL, and it's a long road. No one ever, just because you get picked doesn't mean you're going to play there. Now the work really begins. So, yeah, if whether you're, you know, especially for me, I'm a later round pick, it might take a little longer, be a different road, but, you know, when I look at Jerome up there, it was a little, I'm like, silver spoon, it was too easy for him.
we're starting to hear some of the details about some of the details with the CBA. Is there one that kind of jumps out at you that you really like, be it more games, different contract terms?
The 19-year-olds being able to play in the AHL. you know, because it gives us another avenue for development and have them under our umbrella. I mean, you never want to rush them in, but if that's something that I don't even know exactly what the rule is there yet, but I think that one was kind of exciting.
What's, at this point, a little over 24 hours, what's the draft list look like? Is there still some discussion there? Or, you know, I know you had your staff in the last week or so.
I mean, there was, you know, it's funny because there's no fighting. Now we're down to the final. There's a lot of fighting. You know, I thought it was going to come to blows in there the other day. So
it's a good time, probably, in some ways.
Yeah, you know, everybody's pounding the table because they kind of see where our picks are, players that they want to put a Calgary Flame. But I want guys to fight for a player. I want them to be excited when you pull a jersey on a guy, whether it's a first rounder or a seventh rounder, that, hey, this is a guy I really want in the organization. So, yeah, it's exciting. And now we're going to fine-tune it a little bit after today. Todd will sit down with us and explain where we are. And, you know, with two picks, it depends who we take with the first pick. That might adjust who we take with the second pick a little bit, too.
And your new GM is probably fighting with his new philosophy and just giving it to you.
Well, our new GM's down. He's going to be with Lanny making the picks. He's going to be meeting the kids, so it's going to be great to have Peter down in L.A. because we want to have some representation down there also. And, yeah, Pete's pretty excited to be on this side now.